Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
City Parks, Recreation, and Events in this morning. Courtney Murciowski is here to talk about a lot of things. Courtney, good morning. Good to have you here this morning.
Good morning, Ted. I'm so glad to be here, as always.
It is. I can't believe we're talking summer and summer events and summer kinds of things. I mean, it just seems like a couple of weeks ago you guys were in for Earth Day.
It was. It absolutely was. I had one of my coworkers say, weren't you just on with Ted?
I know. It seems like that. By the way, Earth Day was just spectacular as far as just the way that everything worked out really well on Earth Day.
We were really excited with the festival. The weather worked out great for us that day. It was, you know, a little warm, but no rain, and that's the best you can hope for. Music was fantastic. All in all, it was a great day, and we've already come back as a team. We've met, and we've started planning for next year.
I guess that's the thing. Whether it's Earth Day, whether it's the Christmas parade, any of these big events, You're always having meetings or at least or thinking of things or seeing something, and I'm sure jotting it down and saying, huh, we need to think about that.
The moment one event ends, you are already thinking about what can we change for next year? What can we do better? What can we add? You wake up at night sometimes with a good idea you have to write down for something that's not happening for another 6 months.
Well, we have a lot of stuff to talk about. In fact, even a new event. One of the things, though, that's kind of funny to me is we're into summer. Has the Dixon Park pool even been open yet?
Well, technically. It opened for Memorial Day weekend, as we were just discussing, was super weirdly early this year.
Yeah.
But with the rain, it ended up not actually opening each day. So it was supposed to be open Saturday, Sunday, Monday of Memorial Day weekend. Of course, our weather did not allow for that, but it is opening officially this weekend, and will be open every weekday, every weekend following that.
I have seen on Facebook every day the days that were supposed to be open, the pool is closed. And I thought, oh, those, you know, it was just, we've had Memorial Days like that in the past. It's been a few years, but you forget all the things that get taken away from you.
Yep, that's like the kickoff to summer, and normally so much is going on, but a lot got canceled this year with just that poor weather. Hopefully this weekend should be looking a lot better.
It is. It's supposed to be a nice weekend. And finally today we see the sun again after 10 days.
Beautiful. I actually drove with the windows down this morning.
Wow. Okay. One of the things I saw this week, and we're not here to talk about this, but your boss was speaking to city council the other night. Parks, Recreation, and Events, I mean, you encompass a lot of things. And when I saw her, she and the police chief were giving the report about some of the things on the trails.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, boy, Parks and Rec does a lot of, I mean, you oversee just about everything that we're all involved with.
Yeah.
Parks and Rec has a hand in that.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, a lot of it is fun and games, but we absolutely have a hand in city policy and decisions that are made. We definitely are concerned and working on trail safety. We're looking with police and other city departments on street closures downtown for events. So there is a lot of policy that does go into it, but we do have a little bit of a hand in everything. More than you would expect. Some of the meetings I sit in, I'm like, don't I work for Parks and Recreation? What am I doing here?
Yeah. No, I said, instead, as I watched it, I thought this is just another example of everything you're involved with. And even though the half marathon that just ran a couple weeks ago wasn't specifically your event, I'm sure you were involved with...
We were. Yeah. This was the first year we deployed our new Archer 1200 barricades. They're
I saw
awesome.
Those.
Yes. Yes, they're super cool. If nobody's seen a video, I highly recommend looking them up on YouTube. They're really cool. But we deployed them in a couple zones for both the 5K on Saturday and the half marathon on Sunday. And it worked really well. Parks and Recreation worked with Public Works to get those deployed and out there. And I got to have a lovely seat in the command center at 4 a.m. on Sunday morning.
I don't know whether I should congratulate you or say, I'm sorry. That would be interesting, though, to see all that behind the scenes
stuff. Yeah, absolutely. You have no idea what actually goes into it as a runner or just as somebody who lives in the city. Until this year, I've lived downtown, but I just hear and see the tops of the runners as they pass by my house. And normally, by the time I'm fully awake in the morning, the race is done and gone anyways.
Yeah. Well, and it's like the Christmas parade. The behind-the-scenes things that, and I've just seen just a little bit of it, that the police and the city are involved with. There is a lot. We go in and enjoy the parade and go home.
Yeah.
And everything from cleanup to security. Everything is...
It's intense. There's a lot that goes into it. It's not even June, and I'm getting ready to start sending out meeting invites to our planning committee for this year's parade in December. So you really do have to gear up for it early. And a lot of this planning does take months and months and many man hours and meetings to figure out all of the details and make sure it's as safe but also as fun as possible.
Well, that's a good reminder that if you're an organization or a person involved in the Christmas parade, start thinking of it.
Yeah. Because normally it's August 1st. August 1st registration opens online to register for the parade. So keep an eye out for that. We'll definitely be sharing it on our social media when that time comes.
And there's always people who end up missing or it fills up. And so
it does.
You've got to think about these things in advance.
Yep, you do. Especially if you want to be one of the best floats or groups there. If you want to get one of those awards, you got to start planning early.
Spend right now. Courtney here from Fredericksburg Parks Recreation and Events. Quick break. We'll come back and talk about a couple of real big events taking place real soon. We'll do that when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Miss a part of the show? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, back to your host, Ted Schubel.
Courtney Murciowski in this morning from Fredericksburg Parks Recreation and Events. If you haven't gotten it yet, I know a lot of the camps are starting or getting started. Most of them, the good ones, I guess, have all filled up. You have likely missed out, but then there still are some things. And there's the summer catalog is something you ought to get a hold of.
Absolutely, it's you can be. Pick up copies in person at Dorothy Hart Community Center or various other places around town.
Yeah.
Or you can find it on our website, fxbgparks.com. It has all of our programs, activities, camps through beginning of September, and we'll have a new program guide that comes out beginning of August, which will go all the way through the end of the year. I will say we do have one summer camp that still has spaces open. It's got room for a lot of kids.
Okay.
And it is happening pretty much every week of the summer, which is why there's still room. That is the Summer Fun Festival, which is kind of a like jack of all trades camp. So it's science and STEM activities. It's playing in the park. It's field games, arts and crafts. It's kind of your catch-all summer camp. So we do have spaces left in that, but all of the most popular, Gramp Camp and Wildwood, those have all filled up very quickly.
I will say, and I don't know if it's going on this week or not, but there's a picture on Facebook that is the cutest picture from Tiny Chef's Camp.
Yes.
It is such a cute picture.
It's adorable.
Yes.
And to see those little kids in the kitchen, it's honestly impressive to watch a camp counselor and a bunch of, 5-year-olds create a three-course meal that they get to enjoy that day.
Yeah.
I'll walk by the kitchen and I will want some of the food that those little kids are making.
Oh, the cupcake. There's a picture of this cupcake that you just want to grab and just eat it up.
Yep, we have camps for pretty much anything you can imagine.
That's what we talked about earlier when we talked about that. And I had somehow missed Tiny Chef's Camp. And what a great name, and just the post is just, it's adorable.
That would have been the camp that I would have attended as a kid. If I didn't do my outdoor nature camps, I would have loved to do Tiny Chef Camp.
So anyways, it's those kinds of things. And especially if you missed out this year, remember it for next year.
Absolutely.
And go through the catalog, because there will be things in the fall that you'll look at and think, my kids might like this.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's not just sports, tons of different programs and activities. And we do spring break camps as well. So keep an eye out for that when we come up into the winter and the spring.
Yeah. Okay. So there is a new event. Well, it's a returning event that I think is really cool, because I don't know why it went away, because it was always popular, the duck race.
Yeah. Yeah. We are really, really excited. Parks and Recreation and the city of Fredericksburg, we are partnering with Friends of the Rappahannock this year to bring back the duck race. It was formerly the Great Rappahannock Duck Race. It is now the FXBG Rubber Ducky Derby. We did a public vote on the name, and that was the name chosen. So we're going to have some fun trying to say Rubber Ducky Derby five times fast.
As you said that, I thought, you know, you could have, for people who have to say that.
It's a tongue twister.
Yeah.
But this year, the festival, with the big push for the 250th, we're hosting it actually on July 4th. We have an event that already takes place at Riverfront Park each year on July 4th, 4th and Fredericksburg Festival. So we will be a component of that larger event. If you've been to that event before, you won't see a lot of changes to their layout and footprint. Okay. You're still going to see all of the food vendors, all of the craft vendors, tons of kids' activities and entertainment. And then in the middle, you will see a whole bunch of duck stuff and crazy people with 2,000 ducks. So they'll be racing down the Rappahannock River. It's a short distance, but how long do you need to watch rubber ducks go down the river in July?
Right.
So, you know, we keep it short so people can try to see it. Our goal is also to live stream for those who can't actually attend the festival in person.
A duck race live stream. Uh-huh. You guys will do anything.
We are trying our best. I am really excited for this. The feedback that we've gotten from the community, people who are, you know, longtime residents who knew of the festival previously, are thrilled to have it come back.
Oh, when I saw this, I thought, I wonder if that was my first question was, my thought was, I wonder, is this the race that they used to have?
Yeah. So we're hoping it will be very similar. You know, we're making some changes. Of course, it's coming back new, hopefully bigger and better.
Yeah.
I believe some changes with the Embry Mill Dam and the organization that was running the duck race up until about 10 years ago, kind of it disseminated and the race fell apart.
Yeah, so it hasn't been around.
Yeah, and I did not live in Fredericksburg at the time of the race. So the race was a new concept to me. I had seen another area in a different part of the country that had done a duck race, and I thought, how cool. We have a river right here in Fredericksburg. Why couldn't we do that?
And then you found out there had been one. See, I wondered. I have said to people, knowing Courtney, she somehow, see, I thought that you, I guess it turned out a little bit different, because I thought you somehow found out that there had been a race in the past and said, well, why aren't we doing it?
Well, once I mentioned to our director, Jenny, that I wanted to host a duck race, she has lived in this area her whole life.
Right.
And she said, oh, you're bringing back the duck race.
Yeah.
You'll be my favorite employee.
Yes. You're my favorite employee.
And I said, okay, I have to do it now.
So my one question, because it hasn't been around all the years, the thing I remember was there was a huge duck that they... is that even still around?
So We do not have a huge duck.
Okay.
My largest size duck I have is about a 5-foot inflatable,
okay.
Which, you know, when you see that duck next to me, it's pretty big. But
right.
There is a duck in existence that is about, supposedly it is the size of a 6-story building. It's the largest inflatable duck in the world.
Oh,
and
wow.
I believe it lives in Ohio.
Oh, okay.
But it travels, this duck. We've done some light looking into it, mostly as a joke, but a little bit serious, you know.
Well,
it would be
for another year.
Right, exactly. How cool would it be to be driving downtown and to see a massive duck on top of the visitor center or on top of one of the buildings downtown as you're driving to work in the morning?
I can see it happening sometime, but yeah, I can see the first. We'll start this
year with our 5-foot duck.
Yes, let's do that, and let's get it off and see how it goes.
Yeah.
So how's it going to work? Do you just dump them out into the river? Or how does this work?
We are selling ducks through Friends of the Rappahannock's website. Again, these are rubber ducks. We have gotten that question. These are not live ducks we're releasing. One duckling for $5 or a family of ducks, 5 for $20, you will receive an assigned number.
Okay.
And all of the ducks will be numbered on top. So they're visible from the top view of the water.
Okay.
So as we're live streaming, hopefully, you'll be able to actually see the number on each of the ducks.
How exciting will that be?
I know.
If your duck is like right up there in the front.
Oh, there's my duck, 2,000.
Yeah. Can you imagine, though, as one just side thing, if these were really ducks, that would be
pretty cool.
That would
PETA might have something to say to us about that.
I think there would be a big problem in a lot of ways. But okay,
so we'll have. It takes a lot of engineering, I would say, and I'm learning a lot about how these events work, but we're basically constructing a pool noodle floating rope situation that will act as a start line to hold all of our ducks in place. We will open that up, lift it, release it, let the ducks go, and then we'll have a funnel system down at the end so we can funnel all of the ducks down into essentially single file so we can determine exactly who the winner is. And then we will, to be announced, but we will have prizes for the top winners, the top 3 or 5 winners. We'll all get some sort of special, exciting prize to make it well worth their while.
How long is the course?
So this is pending water height.
Okay.
We might have to make a few adjustments.
You're right,
but
sure, because it's been low. The water's been low, but we did get some rain.
That rain makes a big difference. I'm not sure that it'll make such a big difference by the time we get to July, but fingers crossed that we still get a little bit more and the river level stays up a little higher. If that's the case, then our plan is to go from the kind of entry point at Riverfront Park down to City Dock. And just right under the VRE bridge, a really pretty view of all the ducks floating down the river.
Yeah.
And if the water levels are a little lower, then we plan to end the course kind of right at the VRE bridge, not go quite as far down to City Dock.
Yeah.
Just pending where our water height is,
sure,
or how we need to set it all up. So not a super short course. Depending on how fast the water moves, it will probably take about 15 minutes for the ducks to float down. So it's a great little, you get a good view from Riverfront Park of that stretch of river. So it'll be a fun way to kind of break up the day and to be able to see it. We're hoping to partner with some other groups. We're working with some of the churches downtown who will be ringing their bells, tolling the bells for our start of the race.
You've thought of everything.
I've gotten great suggestions from great people around town. And Ferry Farm, they have volunteered. They have a reenactor with a musket, and he would like to be the finish line, essentially, and to fire the musket when the first duck crosses the finish line.
How fun is that?
Yep. So we're trying to tie in our friends across the river a little bit as well and get them involved.
Well, in this year, the 4th of July is so big, and there are a whole lot of things. There's a whole lot of combining of a lot of organizations, so that makes sense. This is just fantastic. You are so cool. So if you guys, like Parks and Rec, if you had to run some tests.
We have run some tests. I've got a handful of these weighted racing ducks that are floating around our office.
Yeah.
So that's something that people have been surprised to learn. You can't just get any rubber duck and use it in a race. They are specially made with a weight in the bottom of
them.
That's
what I wondered, because otherwise it would just go all over the place.
Yep. So this keeps them where they all float upright and in the same direction downstream, keeps it a fair race, and helps them move a little bit faster. Otherwise, we're ending up with more ducks that are getting caught on our shorelines.
Right. And at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you don't want to be saying, just a little bit longer. Just gives us a few more minutes.
Yeah, exactly. We hope it's 15 or 20 minutes of excitement and cheering on the ducks, and then you can go back and continue your regularly programmed 4th of July celebrations, see your fireworks, get your food downtown.
Well, and the other thing, Courtney, too, the great thing about this is it does get people downtown, and you'll come down for the race, and you'll...
And there's a ton of other things to do once you're down there.
Yeah, and Riverfront Park is going to have all of the activities that you do. It's a great spot for 4th of July things.
Yeah, it really is.
So how do I get my ducks?
Through Friends of the Rappahannock website. Okay. They are for sale online. We are also doing multiple pop-ups. So Picnic in the Park on Tuesdays. Yeah. We are selling ducks there. We will be at the First Fridays in both June and July, so not this Friday, but next we'll be at the Visitor Center selling ducks there. We'll have a handful of other pop-up locations that we'll announce where we'll be out and about in the community, kind of promoting the event, selling ducks, and passing out super cute stickers.
Yeah, I've seen that the stickers are very cute. I can't wait to start seeing them around town.
Yes, definitely Picnic in the Park. The last time that we were out there, we had a lot of parents and grandparents who were super excited about getting, one duck for each of their grandkids, so their grandkids could have a little friendly competition.
And especially if you were around here when this was taking place. This was a big deal for a while.
And it was.
To know that it's coming back, it's just one of those retro things.
Yeah, absolutely. People are excited to bring this back, see how it's kind of transformed, but it's like, it's nostalgic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, you are. I agree. You're my favorite Parks and Rec employee.
Yes, that's all I needed.
So, again, it's July 4th.
And July 4th, the ducks will be released at 12 p.m. at Riverfront Park.
FXBG Rubber Ducky Derby.
Say that 5 times fast.
No, I don't want to. As soon as you said it, I thought, could we have made that any more? But it's fun.
I think we might have had a bunch of kids on Facebook voting for this one.
I think that's what happened. So again, it is back on July 4th. Courtney Murciowski here with Fredericksburg Parks Recreation and Events, fxbgparks.com. If you want to get a great idea of what all the different things going on with Parks and Rec right now and this summer. When we come back, the Farmers Market has lots of things going on, and especially this weekend. We'll talk about all that with Courtney when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:31.
From the Fredericksburg FreePress.com studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. It's the only local talk show in Fredericksburg. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform to hear Town Talk anytime, 24/7, 365. And now, Ted Schubel.
Courtney Murciowski in this morning, Fredericksburg Parks Recreation and Events. And there are a lot of events, and the duck race, Courtney, I just can't tell you. It's just, that is so cool that it's coming back. And again, one of the things we didn't mention, you don't get a duck and then you take it home and then you bring it. You get a duck and you're assigned a number and that's how it's going
to
work.
Correct. So, you don't physically take your duck. We keep those ducks. Otherwise, they won't be able to race down the river on July 4th. But you are assigned a duck number. You're adopting a duck, essentially. And you will get a super fun sticker if you purchase your duck in person at one of our locations or if you come out to the festival. I've also been dropping these stickers off randomly at businesses downtown, so you might see them at a few different locations where they're handing them out.
So it's July 4th at Riverfront Park, and get your duck and be all ready. You can get it through Friends of the Rappahannock, riverfriends.org. It's their website. Last time you were here, Courtney, the farmer's market was just getting ready to get going, and I've never gone to the farmer's market that early in the year, and you kind of forget that a farmer's market, things have to grow before, and they really do change as the seasons go on, and now we're in a really good place.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you compare the first week or two of the market to now, I mean, the colors are there, everything's popping, there's fruits and vegetables and flowers now. The first few weeks, you're right, it's early in the growing season, so you end up with a lot more succulents and plants like that. Once we get a few weeks in and it starts to warm up, you really start to get the good fruits and veggies. We've had great turnout the last few weeks. I was there last weekend, even with the rain. And
there was a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because I went by there and I thought, wow, this has not slowed the farmer's market down at all.
No. People, our weekly visitors tend to be pretty dedicated. We've got some diehard come out every week people. And we offer SNAP benefits at the farmer's market through the Virginia Community Food Connection. So it's a good opportunity for people who need access to lower cost or reduced cost fresh food, fruits and vegetables and staple items.
Candace Armstrong was just in. We did a show a few weeks ago on that. That is a great program.
It's amazing.
Where you get $30.
Yeah.
And you're able to go out and you know, get some fresh vegetables, and that just adds even more value to what the farmer's market offers.
That's you know, the goal of the farmer's market, really. You know, it's an amazing fun event that people come out to, and it's great for the vendors. But the goal really is to be able to offer these reduced costs, fresh foods to our community and to people that don't necessarily have access to these items.
I went the first week and I didn't go as early as I had promised
you. I didn't see you at 4 a.m.
No, it was a little early. I had hoped, but boy, those people are dedicated. And the setup for everybody is, I mean, it's a long day, but worth it.
We get there at 4 or 4:30 every Saturday morning, our staff to set up and get the streets closed. And normally by 4:45, there are some vendors waiting at the edge, just ready to get into their spot and start setting up, especially the produce vendors. They have so much to put out on display and to share. It takes a while for them to get it all set up and ready for the day.
This weekend in particular, this is one of those special weekends for the farmers market, and this one is the kids market.
Yes, this is our first kids market of the year. We will have all sorts of kids who have their own booths out there, who have designed their own products, made their own crafts that will be for sale, along with the rest of our regular farmers market. We will have live music out there. Tons of activities going on. The kids market is just, it's a really cool opportunity for local kids to actually get to experience entrepreneurship.
They really enjoy it. I mean, they really have a good time, and the things that they offer are really good.
I'm impressed. I'm very impressed by a lot of what they produce and sell at the market. I certainly would not have been coming up with some of these ideas at their age.
Thank you. I thought that same thing. I look at some of these kids and think, Wow. I was just, I mean, to me, like a lemonade stand.
Yeah.
Was, that was it.
Yeah.
And they got really good things. I have thought that same thing. Wow. I was not doing those kinds of things at your age. I was just going out and riding my bike.
Exactly. I was jumping rope. I wasn't thinking about business plans.
Yeah. So that is really good. But overall, I mean, you come down to the farmer's market and there is a lot to see, and you all make the farmer's market just really a destination.
Yeah, our goal is to have a diverse and vibrant market, which I think we do, not to toot our own horn, but I think we do very well. We have a gold certification for our farmer's market, which means that we've met certain standards with the state and national organizations as far as diversifying the products that are offered. And as well as the activities, the events, the entertainment that's there.
Oh, there is. Even if you're coming down and you're not all that interested, there's things you can just peel off and let the person you've come with do the shopping, and you can go see a lot of different things.
Yep. Almost every weekend now, we are having live music, typically 9 to 11. We have a couple weeks that we have two groups, so we've got 9 to 11 and 11 to 1, so pretty much all day we'll have music going. But I've noticed on days when the weather's been nice, people who just come out and sit out on the field and have a picnic, or sit out on one of our picnic tables we put out and just sit in the sun, enjoy the music.
It's that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a good gathering spot.
It's just way more than the farmer's market, and then the things that you're able to walk away with are just they're fresh and they're good, and it's so much more than just fruits and vegetables too.
Yes,
that's the thing, and especially these groups that come, some of these businesses and farmers that come from the Northern Neck, they bring all kinds of stuff.
Yep. I walked away spending way too much money last week, but there's so many good options.
There is.
You get there and your eyes go big. Everything looks delicious. We have a new vendor this year that's doing hummus and Mediterranean products. They've been very popular, and I will say I personally have gotten a lot of hummus from them. So it's a cool new addition that we've never had to the market, just another kind of opportunity to diversify into a product line that's never been at the market before.
No, stuff like jams and just all you, and it just looks better when you look at it, when you look at it at the farmer's market.
Yep. It makes you feel like you're being healthier, even if you're eating all the same stuff. I got it from the farmer's market. This is fresh.
It is. So you've got like carrot earrings on. Is that farmer's market related?
Yes. So I have on my Garrett the Carrot earrings that I made and my Garrett the Carrot farmer's market t-shirt as well.
I did notice that Garrett was on there.
Yes. So Garrett is our farmer's market mascot. We have a whole produce posse, all of his fruit and vegetable friends.
Yeah.
But Garrett, you will find hiding in various vendor tents each week. And if you find Garrett, he's our stuffed plush carrot mascot, and come up to the farmer's market booth and let us know where you found him, then you'll get to collect a prize.
Oh, okay.
And it's not just for kids. Plenty of adults look around and find Garrett and come to get their prize too.
Seriously?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow, okay.
Now, I will say a lot of the prizes are, you know, stickers and bubbles and lollipops, but
still,
adults like those things too.
Right, there's nothing wrong with wanting to win and
playing
the game. Now, we're all aware of the Saturday market. You've added some markets, haven't you?
Yes, last year was our first year bringing in a Wednesday midweek market. That'll be back this year, starting this upcoming Wednesday, June 3rd, and it runs through September 9th. So it'll be every Wednesday evening from 3 to 7 p.m. Same location at her camp park.
That's what I thought. Okay.
We'll have live music a lot of those weeks as well, different activities. And it's a Some of the vendors are the same as our Saturday market, but we get a lot of variety, different types of vendors for the Wednesday market. Well, it's a great way to kind of end your day. I love coming out at the end of the workday and just, you know, spending an hour out there listening to music and hanging out in the sun.
Well, and to even get some of the things... You've got farmers market stuff to have for the rest of the week.
Yeah,
it's something nice to either add to the pantry or the refrigerator, or just pick up a few things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because a lot of times stuff when you get it on the weekend, even though you don't want to necessarily, you have to use it up.
Yep. Yeah.
And so this is nice. And having it at the same place is fun too, because sometimes when markets move around, I forget
where is it this day?
It's Tuesday. Where are they at? So that's what I like about this.
Yeah. Yep. Hurricane Park is a great location for it. It's beautiful. It's a good layout to be able to fit the vendors and to be able to have good space for the entertainment and to be able to kind of lounge. We love her camp.
Oh, it is. And especially the weekend we just had and the weekend coming up, you know, it's not supposed to be too warm or anything like that. So this Saturday will be just one of those perfect kind of days where you just walk around and just feel like,
yes,
this is perfect.
Yes, absolutely. And you know what? I never want to go to the grocery store to shop for groceries, but I never once have had an issue going to the farmer's market to shop for what I need. That is more of an experience, an excursion, versus going to the grocery store is a chore.
That is such a... I never thought about it in those terms, but you're right. Because sometimes you're just like, oh, I've got to go to the store.
Yeah, make it more of an activity. Have some fun while you're getting your healthy stuff picked out.
It's not only the healthy stuff, and there's so many more. There's so many things that you're always surprised at seeing.
Yeah.
You just are... Somebody doesn't come one week and somebody else comes and they have different things, and you never know what you're going to walk away with. And I'm glad you said that, because I'm often coming back to say, having to try to justify, spend a little bit more, but this looks really good.
Exactly. Or I often find myself trying products that I maybe wouldn't have gotten at the grocery store.
Because you can see it up close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. And you know that you're supporting a small business, a local farmer.
That is, that's the other thing. The people that participate in the farmer's market, you do want to help. They just are the nicest people.
Yeah, absolutely.
And some of them, I mean, and you talk about long days, and they put a lot of work into just preparing for that day and then to be out there selling.
Yeah, to start setting up at 5 a.m. and break down at 3 p.m. And a lot of times we're not necessarily the only market that they operate with. So they might have to wake up on Sunday morning and do it all over again.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, we get to sleep in on Sundays.
So kids market this weekend on Saturday, and just check out the farmer's market. Anything else at the farmer's market that we have not touched that you want to mention?
We'll have a lot of giveaways coming up. June 17th is National Eat Your Veggies Day. So we will have a veggie voucher giveaway if you come by our booth, the farmer's market tent. And June 20th, the next market we'll have is our Father's Day giveaway.
Okay.
So we'll have some cool items coming up, some different themed things, and we'll have our Market Sprouts program starting as well the first week of June at the Wednesday market. So that'll be themed crafts and activities for your kids to get involved with.
Okay. Check it out, the Fredericksburg Farmers Market at Hurricane Park on Saturdays and Wednesdays from 3 to 7. Courtney Murciowski here from Fredericksburg Parks Recreation and Events. She's the Division Manager for Events. FXBGParks.com for complete details. We'll tie up some loose ends and wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. You can access all episodes of Town Talk online at newstalk1230.net or on your favorite podcast streaming platform. Now, back to your host, Ted Schubel.
Cardi Murasiowski here from Fredericksburg Parks Recreation and Events, fxbgparks.com. One of the things we haven't talked about, well, we couldn't talk about it because I think there was one, the over at Mott's, the concert by Canoe.
Oh, yes.
We got one in and then it rained.
Yep, and it was the same thing last year. I don't know what it is with the Wednesday evenings in May, but
I wanted to go last night, too.
It's such a fun, relaxing event.
It looks like it, yes.
Yeah, it will be back in the end of August, so you do have some more opportunities, fingers crossed, for better weather. But it is such a fun and relaxing event. Bring your own boat or rent a boat from Mott's and just hang out on the water, listen to live music, paddle around. It's a great way to spend an evening.
One of these days, I haven't been to Mott's this year to kayak, and so I've got to get over there.
You got to get out there.
I know, and it's before I looked at it, I thought last night, oh, this will be perfect, and then...
Mm-hmm. Rain out.
It happened. One of the things going on, the Hit the Trail Passport is going on, and it's one of these scavenger hunt kinds of things.
Yeah. We work with Wegmans to create this passport. It is encouraging people to get out into different parks and to utilize different trails that they might not usually be on. So we have, throughout different parks and trails, stickers of our mascot, the Parks and Recreation mascot, River, and his little sidekick, Dot the Acorn.
Yeah.
And he's doing different activities in all of these stickers. So he might be wearing a Hawaiian shirt, like he's ready to go to the pool, or he might have a hockey stick or a soccer ball.
Yeah.
So you'll see these different stickers put around in park locations. You take your passport, you go around, you find these, and you mark down where they were. And turn it back into us at Parks and Recreation at Dorothy Hart Community Center. And at the end of the year, you get entered in for a drawing to win a pretty substantial gift card from Wegmans. It's a great opportunity to get active and get outside to see some spaces you wouldn't normally maybe check out.
Yeah.
And maybe to, you know, win a gift card to go towards some groceries.
Yeah. So check it out. I mean, and again, Fredericksburg Parks and Rec, you guys do such fun things. There are just fun things. That's why you need to pay attention to fxbgparks.com or follow Facebook. Get the each quarter, get the magazine that runs down all this stuff.
Yep. Our playbook, we're calling it.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it is. Before we get out of here, Courtney, again, the duck race is July 4th. It's back, and you can get ducks through Friends of the Rappahannock, riverfriends.org, or it's things like Picnic at the Park, things like that.
Yep, and we'll share on our social media as we have pop-up locations where they might be sold. We have a Facebook event page for the duck race, so you can check out any updates or details through there as well.
And Picnic in the Park is back. It took this past Tuesday off, but there's still a few more Picnic in the Parks before you take a break in the summer.
Yep, we've got five more weeks. June is a little extra long this year.
Yeah.
So coming up next, we have Mermaids and Sea Creature Day. This was the people's choice, so this is what the people voted for. Where's Waldo Day, Prince and Princess. At the very last day, we'll have a beach day, which is always so much fun.
It is.
Pull out our big water slide. We have sprinklers going, especially if it's a hot day like it was last year. It is a super fun one. So definitely come out to Memorial Park for that.
Yep, Memorial Park. It is a great event. I was just telling you when we were off air that the people here that go to it always have such a fun time.
It's a good way to spend a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Whether you're working the event or whether you're there attending with your kids or your family.
There's some people just go over for lunch and have just
it's
have
a good
lunch
break.
And it's, yeah. So Picnic at the Park, take care of with that. Again, the duck race is July the 4th. Get your duck. Get involved with that. The summer catalog has all kinds of things, and Kids Farmers Market this weekend. You guys are always doing something.
Every day is different. It varies, and we stay very busy. We're gearing up. Summer camp start this upcoming Monday. So while I don't personally lead summer camps, I am gearing up for the volume and the noise in the community center that tends to come with summer camps each year. So we are all ready for a busy and exciting summer.
FXBGParks.com, Courtney Murciowski. Courtney, we'll talk again soon. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Ted. Great to be here.
That's it. Thanks for listening. See you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The Fredericksburg